I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Raw Impressions, the 75th episode. What's it about? What's this long-running podcast about? Well, everything. Sometimes.
Have you noticed the woodpeckers?
Hey, did you just record that
recently? Yeah, this morning.
It's been so loud.
We have several woodpeckers in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm looking at myself in the video, and this makes it look like I have one really huge breast, but I don't. Stop futzing with my sweater now. Izzy and I have been talking a lot about, what was that sound?
The woodpecker.
Oh, there was another sound in the...
That was the car.
Ah.
I was duetting with the birds. I was incongruous with the birds. We were speaking. I was speaking in the sounds of the minivan.
Yeah, I was going to say I heard some little like beep beep or different things in there that were not the birds. Yeah, that woodpecker is...
There's actually a couple of them.
Uh-huh.
And if you're out at the right time, you kind of get a stereo effect. And they kind of it sounds amazing. And this morning there was also a dove, which is, who doesn't love this, the woody sound of a dove?
The woody sound.
There's a really good combination of birds right now, because the cardinals are doing the miracle.
I love the miracle.
The woodpeckers, I just love that it's so satisfying.
Yeah.
And since there's several of them in the neighborhood, it sounds like almost like a... It reminds me of like a Polynesian soundtrack. Like this used to be a thing, these sort of cocktail records from the 1950s that had sounds of the tropics.
Oh, so that sounds really fun for a party.
Yeah, people, it was a big thing. It was a big thing among hipsters in the 80s, 70s, 80s, you know, that kind of.
They'd bring those records back. And
then, you know, wearing bowling shoes. And.
Oh, yes. Let's bring them back again.
But
wearing our mom jeans now.
But I really thought that here, even in our sort of modest New England town, the sounds were kind of exotic, the way that the dove and the woodpeckers and the cardinals and then all the other. I've just been really enjoying the sound, so I wanted
I
to.
I have been too.
I wanted.
It's the sounds of spring.
It just, yes, it is.
I spoke too soon about the... I have to... There's something... Okay. It's going to be okay. I'm going to do something I haven't done in a while. I'm going to have a sip of my LaCroix. Excuse me. I had a little something in my throat. I spoke too soon about how the robins, they had been shitting on our minivan nonstop. It was like a spring awakening. They woke up and they just... took huge dumps all over our minivan, which
I don't like being mad at wildlife. You know, I really tried to avoid it. Like, I always think it's kind of lame when people are like, I hate squirrels, or gosh darn that woodchuck. I've always wanted to feel like I just lived with wildlife and it was fine. But when the robins really fucking pounded the minivan and my dad's truck with just diarrhea level.
Huge shits.
Bird shit.
Yep.
And we would get the car washed, and then they'd shit on the car, and then they're trying to make a nest above our door.
Yes.
Like, I was kind of like, wow.
Were you feeling some feelings?
I was mad at robins, which made me feel bad, because I don't want to be mad at wildlife. I want to be like wildlife friendly guy. I'm not walking out and trying to make friends with bears.
Not
but,
like foolish.
No.
Wildlife friendly guy. I just wanted to be friends with the bear. And then it mauled me.
I get bears. I get them.
Yeah, I read a news article that was It was like this woman, she was Scottish and she was visiting Romania, and she decided, she was in her car, but she was in an area where bears were like crossing the road, and she just thought she would take a selfie with the bear because they came up to her car, and she said, "I thought the bear wanted to be my friend." And it is so hard to read that without just exclaiming all sorts of things like, "You fucking idiot."
This may not be a fact.
What?
This may be one of my things, but I'm going to say it.
Okay.
There are no bears in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, she said she was in Romania. She was visiting Romania.
I know, but maybe she just didn't know. Maybe they just don't know bears in Scotland. They're like, oh, they're just big, fuzzy, friendly creatures.
They exist
as cartoons. They don't have real life experience with these bears in Scotland.
There's animals I don't have real life experience with either, and I would not fuck with them.
But they're on your continent. Almost everything is, I mean, other than like elephants.
I was going to say, I don't have an elephant. It's funny you said that. I was going to say elephants. I wouldn't fuck with an elephant. That elephant wants to be my friend. It's so cute. I just love the way it whips its trunk around. Yeah. It's telling me something. So to circle back to those robins, they, for some reason, once a year, they go crazy shitting on our cars because we don't have a garage. We have a power line.
Much to your dismay.
It is.
I'm
Minnesotan. We need garages. Yeah. I grew up with a garage.
We moved into this house, a really nice house, a pretty big house here in Greenfield, Massachusetts. We moved from Los Angeles. And so we got this big, nice house, and Adele was just like, "Where's my garage?"
That makes it sound like I'm some ungrateful biatch.
I don't mean to do that. I'm just saying the garage thing. It made me feel a little inadequate. I was like, wow, I didn't get her the garage. She really wants a garage.
I think it was more of just...
It's like a fucking diamond ring, the garage.
Well, it was more puzzling than anything. It wasn't that you didn't do enough. It wasn't
like why
it wasn't your fault with the house. It was the house's fault. I was like, what's this? Why no garage? I don't understand. Because you build the home, there's a garage.
Well, they didn't have cars when they built the house. And if there was some sort of stable for the livestock they had, it's long, long since fallen
into disrepair. Maybe that's
it,
because in Minnesota, the houses are newer. It's a younger state than Massachusetts.
A bit.
I don't know. I just, maybe because the wintels. The winters are brutal.
It sounds like a great like family folk group. Yeah, the Wintels.
The Wintels, yep.
Da, 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 da.
They might wear like floral matching gowns and...
Make friends with the bear. Make friends with the bear.
I'm feeling very self-conscious about you revealing that I was bummed about the garage. I just want to make it clear again that I wasn't looking at you as an inadequate thing, that you had done something inadequate. It was just merely puzzling to me.
It was a less evolved version of myself that heard that back then. I took it personally. I don't take it personally now.
Okay, yeah, because you know that it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, we may never get a garage, honey.
I know, I've had to...
We got a roof.
We have a roof. We have a new roof.
Fucking roof. We've got a brand new fucking roof.
Oh my God. And don't come for me. She is ungrateful. She has a home. She has a roof. Yeah, I know.
You got a roof over your head, sweetie. What else are you looking for?
I have gratitude up to my chin. I just am saying, if we're allowed to have opinions and thoughts and feelings about things...
Sometimes.
Yeah.
When they're convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so we don't have a garage. As a result, we park kind of on the side of the house, and there's this wire that goes. Does anyone remember what we were talking about? We're talking about robins shitting on our car.
Well, I have to actually just cut you off now and say that the robins did shit anew.
Yes, that's what I was coming here to say.
Oh, yeah, there's a big...
Do you remember in the very beginning of this podcast episode when I said, I spoke too soon about the robins shitting?
Wow, I was not onto your narrative there.
I know. Well, we have digressed very far from our original...
So you noticed the new shit.
Yes, I did. Okay. I saw...
We've been marked again.
Correct. I made note of... the new display, and I thought, oh, I guess they're not done with the spring shitting. the flushing. I don't know. It's lessened.
It has lessened.
Do you know what I haven't noticed?
Haven't.
I have. You know what I have not noticed this year so far?
What's that?
Guess.
Bunnies?
Oh, no.
Crepuscular creatures?
Actually, Izzy and I went on a walk the other night just looking for bunnies. We were going to try and see how many bunnies we could count in the neighborhood because it was that golden hour and that's when the bunnies are out and about.
Crepuscular.
What does that mean?
It's like dawn and twilight, evening. And it's like when the sun is going down or the sun is coming up.
Oh.
Crepuscular.
Hmm. Okay. I don't know also how you name, got such a big vocabulary.
I'd actually never said the word out loud until very recently.
And then we heard, was it Eugene Merman say the word?
He did say the word crepuscular.
That was so wild. I'm like, what is with this word right now?
And it's also...
And it's also...
The name...
Of...
The first song on
the...
New...
Folk...
Implosion...
Album!
Walk Through Me.
Yes.
Coming out sometime in June on Joyful Noise Recording.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Gosh.
Crepuscular.
Crepuscular. I was shocked when... So we went to see Robin Hitchcock and Eugene Merman the other night. And
Robin could do some crepusculating.
What a speaker.
Oh, man.
Honest to God.
I feel like I've heard him...
Do you have
him
a chance to go see him?
Listen to him talk. Fucking... His stage banter...
Yeah.
...was like high fucking art.
It really was.
I was laughing so fucking hard. Every time he opened his mouth... I'm like, oh, God.
Every time he opened his mouth, it was a gift. It was actually it was so generous. And he's so clever.
So psychedelic. He's kind of psychedelic. He has the way that he speaks on stage. I mean, I talked to him in real life. You know, mm-hmm. And he's like a real person that speaks in complete sentences and is very attentive and, you know, you have really normal, I would say, conversations with him about...
Easy to talk to.
Yeah, easy to talk
to. He's
not
snobby.
No.
He's not hard to talk to.
He gets on stage, there's some kind of like little portal that opens and he just starts speaking as this sort of psychedelic character, you know, like this.
Yeah.
And it's fucking great.
It's so great.
It's so good.
It's so good.
What were you saying before I... derailed something again? We were talking about crepuscular.
I was saying that Eugene used it and I was so stunned.
Eugene Merman, yes.
That he said crepuscular and I thought...
Yeah, you looked at me like, hey!
That's the word of the moment.
Whoa!
Like, I never heard that word until recently when you gave me the track listing for the Folk Implosion album Walk Through Me coming out in June via Joyful Noise Recordings. See how many times we can say that in this episode. And and I saw the track listing and the first song, it's the first song, right?
Yeah.
Is Crepuscular. Mm-hmm. And I'd already heard the song and I had no idea how that title went with the song.
Well, each verse is like one verse is the end of the day, the other's the beginning of the day.
Okay.
But I started it with evening. So the first verse is about the evening. The second verse is about morning, which I've had a little bit of, I had the twinge of regret. Like, why did I do that? It's got to start with the morning, right?
Yeah.
Duh.
Start of the day. Hmm.
Why would I, you know, maybe I thought I was being clever.
So then I probably asked you then, what the heck does crepuscular mean? Or what's that song? I think I said, what's that song? Because I don't know what that means even. And then you described the song and I was like, oh yeah, that song. Wait a minute. What does that have to do with this? And then you probably told me the definition then and I did not retain that. And then
I've found that as far as the word crepuscular goes, you actually have to hear the meaning of it over and over and over again throughout your lifetime before it finally registers.
I'm trying to remember how Eugene used it, because it seemed to flow out of him so comfortably that I assumed he used it correctly. I wouldn't feel confident.
He did.
Yeah. Oh, how did he say it? What was he?
I can't remember.
Oh, gosh.
We can't sit here and recount Eugene Merman's stand-up routine.
Anyone else at the show?
I want to get back to something that you were telling me. You said you and Izzy went for a walk, a crepuscular walk.
Oh, okay.
Through the neighborhood.
Yes, we did.
You were crepusculating through the neighborhood.
Yeah, we were on a bunny search.
Did you find any bunnies?
We found not one.
What the fuck?
It was, yeah.
That's disturbing.
Where was the bunnies? Usually there's like adorable, just sun-dappled little bunnies jumping in the neighbor's yards, and we just delight in seeing them on our early evening walk. And nary, can I say nary? Nary a bunny?
Nary a bunny.
Nary a bunny.
That's interesting. Should we whip it up? Should I whip it into something disturbing?
I think you should absolutely catastrophize it and assume something horrific has happened.
This is like the bee population.
You can certainly attribute climate change to this. You know, that my one evening walk of not seeing the bunnies, you could say, well, clearly they're...
This is going to affect... This is the whole ecosystem is going down.
Exactly.
That's why those poor foxes are just wandering the neighborhood, making those strange sounds in the middle of the night.
Oh, those are eerie sounds.
Well, once I got used to them, I'm starting to dig them, and I heard several...
Are they happening more?
Yeah, they're still happening.
Huh.
They
it's
make
quite
a real
wildlife like out here.
Yeah, well, we live close to a park.
Mm-hmm.
Where there are creatures.
I don't like going for walks in the park for a number of reasons, but one of them is that I'm afraid of animals attacking me.
You think an animal's going to attack you in Highland Park?
Yes.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
There's a bear cave there.
I mean,
there.
People are talking about bobcats.
You know what happened to me and Hendrix once? You know, during the pandemic, when we actually went to the park, when I actually walked.
I know.
When I actually walked in the wildlife. I did. Yeah. I was like wildlife guy for like a...
Yeah, you were feeding like that turtle in the pond.
Yeah, I was feeding these absolutely ancient...
Very dirty turtles.
Dirty, moldy turtles.
Yeah.
These turtles just had moss and shit growing. They had
they had like straws in their
lichen,
back.
They just had really a lot of, they look old as fuck, and they are.
They did. And they moved like old ass turtles.
They've been living at the bottom of this tiny little pond.
Yes.
For decades.
Surely.
But yeah, Hendrix and I were walking through the park one day. And we came out of the woods. There's a clearing, you know, the clearing where the power lines is.
Near the tennis courts?
Yeah, beyond the tennis courts.
Oh, uh-huh.
As you walk deeper into Highland Park towards the center school, the location of the center school, there's a huge swath for power lines that's cut out of the forest.
Oh, right. Yes. Yep.
So we were emerging from that, and I looked to my right, and I thought I saw, convinced that I saw a wildcat perched on a log. And... Oof, boy, my pulse rate went crazy. I was like, whoa, I jumped back. But it was just an arrangement of dead limbs.
Dead limbs?
Oh, you know, limbs of trees.
Oh.
It was just an arrangement of human limbs.
Dead limbs. Someone just arranged some dead limbs.
Yeah. No, it was, I thought it looked like, because I...
Your eyes were tricked. They were fooled.
They were fooled, but I share the same. I wouldn't put it past a rabid bobcat,
right?
To attack me,
sure,
randomly.
I mean, what if some?
It happens when we lived.
It does happen.
When we lived in California, after you saw the bobcat that
in
one day,
our backyard,
this is a
in Glendale
mythical. That's not mythical. It's the incredible experience you had. Seeing a bobcat in our backyard in the very populated suburb of Los Angeles, Glendale.
Yes.
You saw a bobcat in the tree.
Yes, I talked to it. I was on FaceTime with you.
You were talking. You were on FaceTime. It was fucking amazing. I'm like, holy shit. Does it have tufts on its ears? Because you were like, that's an awfully big cat. I'm like, does it have tufts on its ears? And you said yes. And I said, it's a bobcat. Just
you
like
said, turn around, get Tito, and go in the house now. That
just
was my
like
Chihuahua.
I identified the bed bugs. Remember when you're getting bit by the bed bugs? I'm like, what do they look like? You're like, it's weird. I'm bleeding. And I'm like, oh God, bed bugs.
And then one bit me on the cheek while I was FaceTiming with you then as well. And I smashed it and I showed it to you. And you were like, oh my
God,
that's a bed bug.
Infested.
Yeah, that was, we don't,
our couch
that's
was
an apartment we lived in, we
lived in an,
off of Beverly in downtown LA.
A wild apartment in near downtown LA.
Oh man, wild indeed.
Wild.
Yes.
Our landlady collected wildlife.
She really did. I mean,
she put out this huge bag of dog food in the backyard.
Yes.
I was out in the backyard with the kids. I looked in this
The
bag was shaking. I looked inside and it was an entire fucking litter of possums.
Yes. We have pictures. You took pictures. They're like
wild. They're like possums look, they're a kind of a gnarly looking creature. God bless them.
Yeah. It was unscripted and unsupervised what was happening back there.
Well, we moved.
And then I got bed bugs in the apartment. Always while you're on tour. And
I was on tour. By the time I got back from tour, we had an entire new. We were living in a tiny house.
Yeah, so you came back from tour, and I had moved us into a new home.
Fuck the bed bugs.
it was pretty intense little experience there, but we got bed bugs, and then this is all going back to the ants. I was saying I have not seen ants in the kitchen because grateful. We live in a home. We own our home, and we love our home.
They just heard that.
But we
that
do
was
get,
what you just did.
Typically, every year we get
the vibration that you just made.
Uh huh.
That you put into the world.
Okay.
Is being heard. Quantumly.
The ants just heard the call. They're like,
yep.
Doing a little ant dance, getting ready to enter the kitchen.
You made the quantum call. To the ants.
Did you just hear that?
Yeah.
That.
Fuck yeah! Oh.
Oh no, is it your recording? I thought it was actually outside. You put that in there again?
That's it.
Well, I haven't seen the ants yet, but I obviously just called them because that's how
you did. Good job.
Nature works, and I just magnetically pulled them through the universe into my home.
I've been not saying that we don't have ants. Very purposely.
Sorry.
Not saying.
I'm going to go see an ant right now, aren't I?
Thank you for listening to another episode of Raw Impressions. We hope you enjoyed it. Bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.